Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast coming to you on the move for the first time ever. We are about to die. No, we're good. We are in Carly's car, and you're going to want to change lanes. And we're just going for a drive. Carly has her L now. And
turn left?
So, yeah, we're going to turn left. We want to avoid the snowbank there. There we go. Okay. And Carly has her L now, and we're just out for a little drive. And Carly's here, Eric's here.
Yo!
Eric is definitely here. And, yeah.
Can't think of a safer place to be than the back seat of the new driver.
Yeah, you know, I could. But you're actually supposed to turn to the other lane when you turn a left-hand turn.
Oh.
You always turn to the shallow lane.
Okay.
And also when you get corrected by Paul and you go, oh, and you swerve back into the other lane, it's generally a good idea to do a shoulder check and signal and then turn into the other lane.
That's a fair point. Eric's being a very good teacher.
Oh, man. There's headlights directly in my eyes. Why?
Yeah. That's what they're there for.
Probably because you're doing like 40.
But isn't the left lane like for slow people?
No. Not when you're in town.
You always turn into the nearest lane.
Yeah.
I have bad depth perception, so I will not always be able to tell if I'm wavering or not.
I appreciate
input, and especially it's like dusk right now and there's rain and just we picked a great day.
I actually forgotten about the whole depth perception thing.
So that should probably
hands are on the steering wheel at 10 and 2. Oh my word.
Yeah, keep going. No, it's fine. Keep going.
And there's windshield wipers flashing in my face intermittently.
They do that. Windshield wipers do that. How you feeling?
Pretty good back here with a more secure seatbelt.
Yeah.
Two straps instead of one. There's a Bible verse along those lines, actually.
Two is better than one?
Yeah.
It can apply to so many things in life.
I was just thinking it'd be good to have a 5-point harness right now. That would probably be kind of nice. But now what we're going to want to do is we're going to want to move into the right lane if possible.
Okay.
So we're going to wait till we're through the intersection. No.
Signaling. Never change lanes. Signaling. Intersection.
And shoulder checking. Make sure nobody's back there. And slowly into the other lane now.
Somebody's back there.
They're letting you go. They're letting you go. There we go. There we go. That's not so bad. Okay. Off with the signal. There we go. See? No worries. You were doing 30 there. That's okay. Because that's school zone speed. So if we were going through a school zone there, that would have been perfect.
Okay.
That would have been perfect. Okay. Where I'm taking her is the CN Center because the parking lot there is going to be great to drive in right now.
So much fun.
Okay, and there's a little intersection right here. We're going to turn left.
I feel like a rat in a maze.
You are.
Okay, turn left.
Keep going.
How fast should I be going at this point?
Well, we are on pretty much solid ice, so probably not too fast.
Okay.
We would probably have more traction at this point actually in the CN Center than outside of it.
That is plausible. Apparently your e-brake isn't very strong.
That was you?
Yeah.
I was like, what is pulling on me?
Yep, turn right around. Go see if you can get right in here. Good job. I just pulled the e-brake on her and she recovered very nicely.
That was a natural instinct.
Excellent.
To steer like that.
That's exactly
and put my
you...
foot off of the clutch.
And that's exactly what you should be doing.
The limo is so jealous of us right now.
What's that, Eric?
Always steer in the direction you want to go.
Exactly.
You see yourself losing
traction. You tell the car where you want to go and then hope for the best, really. Because it probably won't go where you want to go. So again,
there's a car coming straight.
So let's just
play chicken.
Let's not play chicken. Let's avoid the car as much as possible. I was gonna say let's just wait for that car to go by, but
I avoid conflict. How's Eric feeling in this whole ordeal?
Very secure. Very.
I'm so glad to know this. We've been friends for 8 years, and it is the first time he can say he feels secure with me.
what if he's being sarcastic?
Then forget what I just said.
On that note of letting your tires spin out, that's a pet peeve. If you're sitting there and you're a pedestrian waiting at the stoplight, you press that button because you want to cross the street, right? And all of a sudden, there's all these guys sitting there waiting in line. They're in their big cars. They're listening to their country music or rock music or I don't know, what have you. And that light turns green. You're ready to go. But that car there is just going to spin and spin its wheels. What happens when there's gravel on the road? You're going to take a rock right in the face.
It's true. That's very true.
Worst experience ever.
You speak from the heart.
Now, a front-wheel drive car is going to understeer significantly.
Okay.
So, do you know what understeer and oversteer? It took me forever to understand that.
No.
Understeer is understeer and oversteer is something the car does.
Okay.
So, if you're understeering, that means that the car is not turning as much as you want it to. And if you're oversteering, that means it's turning too much. So, if you try and take a corner too fast in a front-wheel drive car, you're going to understeer and drive off the road.
Okay.
And if you take a corner
kind
too
of
fast...
Kind of like I read about inertia?
Yeah. Yeah, it's essentially what it is.
You have so much force behind you, you keep going straight, even if your wheel is turned and whatnot.
Yep.
Physics! And that was bad or good?
Oh, it was good that you didn't crash. Definitely. Yeah, it's definitely good that you didn't crash.
But you want to be keeping your rear in gear.
I see what he did there.
There are so many rhymes and acronyms and things to remember. There should be a nursery book for driving. I wonder what this other car thinks of us.
They're probably having less fun.
I feel not so scared.
Excellent. Turn here.
Left?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
What was that? I was not turning. And I had the wheel
as far as your wheel go.
Full.
That's understeer.
Is Eric still with us?
Nope, he's dead. Right, so now what we're going to do... let's drive to the end, and then turn left into this first section here. And once you have a car straight, just stop.
Like this?
No, over here. Yeah. I have on my phone a stopwatch.
Oh, Lord.
So, okay. What we're going to do is we're going to do a loop of the parking lot here.
Without
dying.
I feel like I'm on a video game or something. Eric, you have one last opportunity to get out now, if you'd like.
I don't know how much sheet metal they make these things out of, but I get the sense they still might be safer inside than being a target out on the road. Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's do that thing right we were talking about. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to... How many... There are three things. So at every break in the snowbank, cut over it. Left and right.
Okay.
And then we'll do a loop at the end and come back.
Okay. I think I can do an 8.
Yeah, it'll be close enough. Okay, you ready?
All right.
In 3, 2. Oh, sorry, I'll do the beep thing. Okay. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. Oh, spinning out.
There we go. Oops, stop. There we go.
It's a new lap record.
It's a new lap record. I had 119.7, although I did forget to start it before I did that. Eric, you want to give it a go, or?
What? Drive the same thing?
Yeah.
See if you can beat
crash your car. Let's
see if you can beat my time.
I'll crash your car.
Okay.
This thing's got so much more of a back end than my Tercel.
One minute.
You call my baby fat.
What, 19.7 seconds?
Got some junk in the trunk.
Okay, Eric, are you ready?
Ready.
Oh, hold on. I just had the timer back. Okay, stop. Reset.
So intense.
A little bit of wheel spin. I do like color commentary for this. Here we come up to the final corner. He's pulling the e-brake, but he slipped wide. Oh, there he goes! There he goes! Oh! Oh! 109.2.
Whoa.
We have a new lap record.
What was that, mine?
119.7.
I thought I could have taken off more than that.
10 seconds! Oh, sorry. I kind of vomited a little bit in that spot, so just watch it. Careful.
Do you want to try once again? Try this one more time?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
2 out of 3.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes. I'm not straight, but I'm ready.
Okay.
That sounds wrong, but...
Whatever. Beep! Beep. Beep. Beep.
So you say wide turns are good?
Yeah. You're gonna want to probably put it in second gear at some point. There we go.
I think you did miss a bit of a turn.
Yeah, a little bit. Dang it.
But end of the day, it wouldn't have mattered anyways, because I still had you at 111.3, so even with the missed turn, it was still,
That'd be my indignation.
But you still shaved like 8 seconds off.
Yes.
Missing a turn, but you still shaved 8 seconds off.
Yeah. I'm a cheater.
I'm going to stop recording now and hope there's enough for a podcast, although I doubt there is. Carly, take us out of here.
This has been a gotgrip.com podcast with Paul Taylor, Carly Butler, and Eric Miller. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day, and stay safe on the roads, because I'm there now. Bye!
Please press 1 to reach reception. Please press 2 to reach the office. Please press 3. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Bye, everyone.